opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is March the 7th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that at any time during the show. If you would like to get in on a conversation, you can give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025, then hit star. We will see you in queue and we'll definitely bring you up. So let's get going into today's show. Also, before we do that, everyone, let's take care of some of the administrative things as we always do here. Make sure you continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you will check out on the right-hand side, you can look and see the donation prompt that's there. Give some of your financial energy so this network and all the programs can continue to remain relevant. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established BTR Community as a social media outlet. And only for $24 a year, you could be part of the social media outlet that is better than the mainstream ones, the tell on yourself mainstream media such as Snapchat, Twitter, who else is there? Facebook, which is Facebook, and everybody else. This is a much better form. It was created for you. That way your identity won't be sold to any bidder and you won't be adversely affected by your overall postings and your opinions and things that you want to highlight. So highlight yourself, your business, and things that you think need more public exposure for the overall good of everyone. So go to BTR Community, and you can find that at www.btrcommunity.com and check that out. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to one of the most effective ways and efficient ways of acquiring an asset that you can control is the precious metals, which is one of the most perfect forms of money itself. You can do that at Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com. We have a bunch of new things that we're going to be posting inside of, and some of the stuff has really, really been working on it. So I'm going to get that loaded up at Prosperity Mint, and then you could definitely give us a call. Or the number that's going to be there is going to be changing, but you could definitely go to Prosperity Mint. We're going to change some things. You could buy there with no problem. No concern or anything else. So everything is coming together very, very well and is going to change the pricing of some things and some great, great, very important commemorative things will be there and some things that are going to be in low mintage, meaning it's going to only go up in value. So you get it get it now because it won't be created again. Very, very Okay. Scotty's got it. Okay. No problem, Scotty. We're going to come back in a second. We're going to – what we'll do is we'll take our commercial break for – oh, no, no. So we got to do a couple of things. Go ahead, Scotty. Do what you got to do, and we'll come right back on Tando. There's a couple of technical difficulties that we got to fix here, and then we'll be right back on. Okay. Okay, cool. So whatever you need to do, Scotty, go ahead and do. We're good to go. Oh, I got you. Okay, got you, Scotty. Yeah. My bad. Okay, I got the board. Go ahead. Get out. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go and straight into today's show. But before we do that, Scotty was sending me a message, so I just didn't see it as well. All right, so what I want to talk about is, man, this whole thing with Prosperity Mint is going to be changing definitely, regardless of what you want to save, and you want to do it there, and it is going to change, and some very, very commemorative things are going to be there. Like I was saying, that there's going to be low-managed things, that meaning that once they sell out, those things will only go up in value because they won't be ever made again. And it's like a collector's thing that you'll have in along with the overall protection that real money gives you. So Prosperity Mint is where you're going to want to go. And we'll be talking about that relatively soon here once I get it all squared away. So looking forward to that. Okay, so let's get into what's in the news for today, and then we'll get into today's show. And first article that we posted, what's up there, Brother Bragg? Next article that we posted was America. This came from RT International. America's divided on basic identity and threats to their way of life. And a poll was surveyed, and this was by RT. And I'm going to tell you, this is because the overall tension has been ratcheted up, because there is a plan for demise and unraveling. And what I coined the phrase that the untied states of America is about to really, really kick off. And so make sure that you and your family and the community is as prepared for this as possible, because being prepared for it, there are going to be benefits and opportunities that you'll be able to seize on to put yourself and your family in a better position. So don't hesitate on that, regardless of where you are financially, regardless of where you are mentally, physically. You need to make preparations for it. And the things that you do now you're going to be so, so happy and grateful that you did them in the future. And believe me, those that you have yet not named will look back at you as being some of the smartest individuals in their overall families because of what you saw was coming and what you did to protect yourself and the family going forward. So, so important. So check out that article from RT. Next article comes from, this one is come from, this one came from Xavier Hayes, blogspot.com. And this was 5 times NASA cut the live feed after seeing unidentified flying objects. Both NASA and ESA, which is the European Space Agency, have repeatedly been caught cutting their live feed anytime a UFO suddenly showed up. Don't believe us? Just watch the videos and see for yourself, just in case you didn't believe in UFOs. So I don't know. Definitely, I believe that there are life forms throughout the universe, and how they engage could with so many different things. But this is definitely part of today's show in a lot of ways. But check out this. I think it's real, real cool. But I also know that man has some of these vehicles that they have, and they want to get you to think that they're from extraterrestrials so that they can control the overall narrative of it all, aren't really that. They were actually created by man with the technology that they have now and have had for a very long time, but they just don't give it to you so that you can't benefit, because then that would mean that would empower you. You would be able to control things by some of that. So so they don't want that. So check out that article. Next one. This one comes from Sputnik News. Trump claims weak Obama is the reason why Russia got stronger and stronger. So this, check out this article. So this is the overall war paradigm ratcheting up, and is going to come to a conclusion that I think is going to start to unravel in many, many ways. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Sputnik News as well. Totally far out. NASA brings mankind one step closer to Mars colonization. The colonization of Mars has been the fantasy of sci-fi writers and scientists alike for perhaps a century or more. Now, their dreams are a step closer to becoming reality. Under a radical plan unveiled by NASA, Never a Straight Answer is what that stands for, the Nazis, that would see a magnet field being used to reduce radiation levels one of the primary barriers to human exploration of the planet. So, and I have an idea. You have an idea how they're going to do it? I know. It's going to be gold-based, just so you know. So check out that article. Next article comes from Business Insider. Chinese troops are reportedly operating in Afghanistan, but unclear as to why. Why do you think they're gaining the stronghold that they're going to operate under? Chinese troops are being reportedly operating in Afghanistan, but it's unclear what they're doing there. Well, the real question is, what was the United States doing there? Should have never been there. But they tell you one story as to why they were there, and that wasn't the real truth. But it's a reason why they're there, the same reason why the United States is there. So, question answered. And it says, there is evidence that China has security forces operating inside eastern Afghanistan, and the Pentagon is reportedly very aware of that, of their presence. We don't know. We know that they are there, that they are present, a Pentagon spokesman revealed to Military Times without giving into specifics. So check out that article. Telling of what's going to be happening here. Next one from Business Insider as well. China might have just given Trump the ammo he's been looking for to name China a currency manipulator. So this is also the economic war, trade war kicking off. Throughout the campaign of President Donald Trump's promise to name China a currency manipulator soon after he got the chance. While he hasn't done it just yet, he's also haven't let the complaint that China is suppressing the value of its currency to make exports more competitive. And this is where this whole thing is going to turn into a big old argument and fight. So check out that article, things that you need to know what's going on. Also, the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar is coming up March the 25th, 2017, here in Dallas, in FEMA Region Number 6. If you would like to get your tickets, go. You can email the Vault Media Group, and that email is hfrn.vault, like a bank vault, @gmail.com. Tickets are $125 for single tickets, and they are $200 for couples. Just so you know, get in contact. It's coming up real soon, and looking forward to seeing and actually having a opportunity to spend some time with some of you, the listeners that are going to be there. I'm really, really looking forward to that. So come on down to Dallas, and let's have, you know, a great opportunity to meet and to collaborate and to have some collective prudence while you learn some necessary things for you and your family, and to position yourselves that gives you great, great prosperity that you can pass down. There's so many different things. So we will be there. I will be one of the presenters. I know some of the other presenters, fabulous, fantastic. The information that they give is crazy. So looking forward to seeing you all there. and that's March the 25th. Make your reservations. You can email hfrn.vault@gmail.com. And that, and just put in the subject, all you have to do is put Dallas March 25th in the subject line and just say that you would like to get information on making reservations for yourself and giving payment for that seminar, that family business private wealth seminar that's going to be there. So looking forward to that. We got my man Jerry in Q. Jerry, what's going on?
How you doing today, Dave?
What's up, brother? How you feeling? I'm good.
I'm doing great, man. And I know I'm not sure what it is today, but I know you say normally on Tuesdays we do the 96-hour margin call. I have something that pertains kind of sort of to that. And what it is, okay, is that I know you don't watch the news, but I know you stay on it just to make sure what type of hints are being thrown out there. Well, this past weekend, Trump come through and he decides that President Obama wiretapped his hotel. I'm not completely in disagreement with him because I know the type of, like Scott would be saying, I know what type of man Obama is. I thought that he was going to do whatever he could to stay within the presidency, and I'm not sure if this wasn't one of the routes that he would have took to do that. So it's not necessarily that Trump is lying in this particular instance, but we know the man that cries wolf, sooner or later somebody not going to believe what you're saying. And I think that's part of his routine, is that he says stuff and then he hopes that people don't believe him. And then at some point, some form or fashion, he will say something that will actually cost him. And I think this may be one of those instances. But with this being said, we know that after he done that subpar speech of his that they nominated the greatest that he's done, he didn't want to let out the travel ban because he wanted to. They say it's because he wanted to let the speech ride a little bit, ride the wave of that. But I believe that he knew that it wasn't a repeal of the Obamacare. It was the same thing with a small few tweaks, but it did take the Obama name off of it. So I think the reason why he showed it this week is because of, for one, that the thing with Sessions, the tweets that he made, and he realized that that could possibly hurt him because of all of the dealings that I believe he actually has already had with Russia, including the hire of the gas mogul who tried to do a deal with Russia. And then, you know, we seen the ships on the coastline. With all of that being together, he let this Obamacare out so everybody would focus on that. And then he send your boy Ben Carson out and say what he
said. Why he gotta be my boy? Why he gotta be my boy?
I'm
just messing with you. Yeah, go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead. I ain't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
But he sent him and all of these other things out, and I believe that it's more than a 96-hour call now because of what could he ask for this, and now there's actually going to be an investigation because he hasn't asked the president, say, hey, FBI, CIA, I want y'all to go check this out, because I believe that somebody has came to his side and was like, no, that's not what we need to happen. If that happens, then they're going to investigate this, they're going to investigate this, they're going to investigate this, and then they're going to find out exactly what we was doing. So don't even bring that up no more. Let them talk about that. And in the meantime, go ahead on and throw this halfway done Obamacare Part 2 out. That way they'll be talking about that, and they won't be talking about this or the Sessions deal. Matter of fact, let's send Ben Carson out there and let him say some of his Charles Barkley-like stuff, and then they can be talking about that too, and maybe this will get swept up under the rug. And with everything that's been going on that I've been researching, he could be impeached off of some of the I'm tongue tied right now. Off of some of the presumptions of what they may find out throughout these investigations. And with that being said, I can see him with the incident with North Korea going on, him going ahead on and starting the war so he won't be able to be impeached. Now, with that all being said, what are your thoughts on this particular incident?
Man, you know, great question. Great characterization, Jerry, and I really do appreciate your opinion on this whole thing because, you know, I've heard of the wiretap stuff and all of that. Over the weekend and everything, I didn't pay much attention to it, knowing that, you know, I knew that that was similar to what you were saying and coming up with exactly some of the same things that you're coming up with is how I'm reading it. And I see that this is the perfect, you know, remember, in my opinion, that these are all, everyone that you see in front of you is a celebrity figurehead. They play the role that they're picked to play. They read the prompter, they read the script, they read the speech that they're been told to read and to do, and it fits, and it gives them great leverage. It's just like if Tando Radio Show listeners were people that wanted to control things from a position of advantage, then we would definitely do it from a position of sanctuary to where people don't know exactly who you are in your overall. You would have minions do things for you. That way the focus will always be there and your real agenda, your objective will never ever be compromised because you can easily compromise individuals for that. And so this is why I always say the celebrity figurehead, this person, that person. And how I'm looking at this is just more of it's a tool of destabilization that's only going to grow. And how they're going to grow the story out of it is to their advantage. They could grow it to make it seem pro something this way or to see anti something another way or however. And what it is that they want it's really about leading the people and controlling the people. So that they can maintain that leverage. And with that, if the people start to move in one direction, they've already got a story and plausible deniability built into the created theatrical events that they just manufactured. So they can't lose because they're the directors, and while everyone is watching the actors. And whenever the actors get out of line, they just deal with those actors in a very violent way. And so that's really what I'm saying. So it has so many different legs. It could be legs that could seemingly be to celebrity figurehead Trump's advantage or disadvantage, however the system wants to play it. Or it could do this exact same thing for the other part of the wing of the bird that the bird of prey, the left wing or the right wing. It's completely under their control. This is why they've established mainstream media. This is why they established the arts of the entertainment, not to educate, but actually to indoctrinate is what, you know, all of this does. So it gives them all sorts of options how they want to come about their overall objective. So it's different methods. And I think that you're absolutely right when it comes to North Korea. It's definitely something that's going to come into play. And I think that they're going to use, in my opinion, they're going to use the war to hide the overall economic collapse that is happening from the standpoint that they can say, well, we were trying to hide the collapse of what really happened, and then that will actually further galvanize the whole world to want to divest themselves of the United States and purge the United States, the world of the overall authoritative rule of the United States when nothing will have changed at all. Only thing they did is got rid of one of their corporations. One of their subsidiaries has taken a backseat to another one of its business ventures. And that's, you know, so you're absolutely right. Yes, I do think that we're definitely in the 96-hour margin call, and it is going to continue to grow. And we're going to get back. I'm going to get back to the 96-hour margin call probably relatively soon here as things start to pan out. But I may have actually lost the window for the 96-hour margin call to kind of finish it out, only because it's really I think that we are really on the cusp of that, and for us to just to talk about it and to prepare for it is more important, because it really is here. And I think that you're going to start to see a lot of different events, and the characterizations and the characters that they use it to their events. Let me tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if the overall plans for something is that just to show that you should have bought into a travel ban thing, now we're going to give you the reasons why you should have, and it's going to be I told you so event. And they keep building and building and building and building that until ultimately, because what they want to do is they want to get people all riled up, and then they can smash them and then come back and say, see, we told you, now you better start listening to us before all is lost. And people will follow that hook, line, and sinker. So very, very well said, Jerry. I think that you're spot on everything and so much, and I think it's really, really important that we start to have thought processes that we have thought processes where we actually develop our critical thinking. And the critical thinking is that everything that you're told is a lie. The thing is that if you need to resonate more towards the truth and stand with the truth, because the truth doesn't need you, you need the truth. It stands alone. So I think it's what you said is really, really within the wheelhouse, and you can actually see it unfolding as we speak. You're absolutely right. So very, very well said, brother, and I really, really do appreciate. And at any time, as always, jump in and check and give some of your commentary on what you're seeing and what you think, because I think it's very, very important for us to develop our own instinctual talents so that we can better position ourselves. So well said, my brother. Anything else, Jerry?
No, Dave, that's it for me for the moment. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to continue to listen.
Okay, well said, man. Thank you. Always appreciate the value that you bring to the overall show. It's so, so relevant and important. We truly, truly do appreciate you. And I'm glad that you spoke about things, because what I love about just some, all of our listeners, the Tando Radio Show listeners, is that sometimes what's so great is that you got people doing different things, and then they bring it to the overall radio show, the show, so that you can actually have some form of opinion or some interest in some things, and to take a path and a direction that would best suit yourself and your family. Because if you're not shooting your own azimuth, someone else is. If you're not dictating your own direction in life, someone is definitely going to love that you're not doing that and say, I'll direct them and take on, because they know that is going to give them great leverage. So well said. As I said before, really, really appreciate that. Okay, so let's jump into today's show. Today's show is, and I almost forgot, today's show is the Table of Preparedness. And we're going to take a look at energy and have a discussion on energy. Energy is very, very critical. And I think that energy is different forms of energy. But I want to go in a certain direction with energy today. Energy is a part of the Table of Preparedness. And we're going to go to different parts of the Table of Preparedness on Tuesdays. And we're going to do other things to try to get you all to see. To just bring you information, and you may make the decision as to, and you'll make the choice as if you need to respond to it and what the appropriate response would be. One of the things that I always say is that last thing we ever need is a leader, because by us having any leaders, that means that you are enslaving yourself to be led by someone. And you weren't, in my opinion, you weren't created by the great creator to do that. Everything that you ever need is within you. What I think is more appropriate is for us to have collective prudence to where we collectively work together for an overall agenda or goal or an objective. And because of our different talents and capabilities, there's different methods to getting to our objective because of our inalienable abilities. So energy is so, so important because in the table of preparedness, which is food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. And one part of the energy is probably the one that is least adhered to in preparation. There's many forms of energy, but the probably the most important form of energy, the one that's most neglected until you become aware of it. One thing I love about preparing is that it really gets you to be grounded to yourself because you prepare for you to be able to respond appropriately to anything. So you start to rely on your direction. You start to rely on your abilities. You start to rely on what the great creator gave you in sustainability. You don't rely on the system. And that is so, that's a form of energy. And this is why the table of preparedness energy is the tabletop of everything. And it's the one that's the most neglected. It is the most important part of the table of preparedness. Because energy is your existence. Your existence is marked by energy. The creation of life was marked by an energy. And that energy chose to execute an energy force of free will to invoke sustainability that you don't have to pay for. You don't have to pay for. That's what's so great about the overall love and admiration and the sense of responsibility that the great creator has that can never be challenged by whatever man tries to put up story-wise as a counterpart, as an adversary, or as a challenger to the great creator, that energy. It only sounds good within the ears of men, but it has no real relevance outside of that. It has a relevance from this standpoint. It has a life form of creation of its own. And it, too, has a free will, and it has abilities. And so that's the remarkable thing. But it's not what man has made it out to be. And you know what those energy forms are and those life forms are, those deceptive, those lies, those stories that control. See, the system has established a measure of control by things that they have the overall, by things that establishing a different paradigm of existence. It's a facade, it's untrue, but it becomes very true once we start to give energy to things. That's why I always say it's very, very important that you be careful of what you give energy to. Because whatever you give energy to will become a living force. Even if it's inanimate. But your living force supersedes that because it can create, just like the great creator, it can create something that does not have the life force, but you can pardon some of your life force to it, and it will live. And we have that in the institutions of corporations as an example. It established, you give energy to something, it established personhood. Doesn't mean it's a living, it's not a living entity, but it definitely has a personship. It becomes a person. And that's very, very important within this paradigm in which that has been created from choices. So energy is so, so important. It is the most important one. And the reason why it's the most important one, because It is eternal. It is eternal. It can never be extinguished. It is universal, and it sustains life itself. It's a sustaining force, a true sustaining force. So we're going to take a look at energy. And what I want to take a look at energy, we'll take a look at different forms of energy, but I want to take a look at the most important form of energy, and that is your free will. There is the sun has energy. The trees have energy. The earth itself has energy. All the planets, all the celestial bodies have energy. People have energy. Animals have energy. All of these are examples of energy. Okay, there's the universal current of energy known as electricity. There are just so many different variations of energy, but when we look at the table of preparedness, most people would think about with energy, oh, we're thinking about solar power. Yes, you need some of that. You think about electrical power. Yes, you need. But there's also the generator within you that is very, very important. How you conduct yourself, how you respond to things, how you think about things. What is your objective? What are your methods? What are you giving life force to? Very, very important. And so what I want to do is that after we come out of the commercial break, I want to play a professor, and I believe Michio Kaku is out of Boston University. He's a physicist out of Boston University. And I want you to really to pay attention to what Professor is talking about, and it has everything to do with energy. And then we're going to come back and we're going to discuss. It's about 14 minutes. It was off of C-SPAN, and he was talking about his book. It was a while back. It's off of C-SPAN, but very, very important, because it goes beyond. Let me tell you, it goes beyond what the apparent situation, what the apparent things are. Is what you don't see is more real than what you do see. And it has everything to do with us and how we resonate. And I'm going to play this. It's about 14 minutes. I want you to really, really take a listen to this and start to conceptualize how you respond to it. What are you going to do with it? But before we do that, we got Brother Davis and, I think we lost Brother Davis. Brother Davis was in queue because I think he was going to come on and talk about Wise Wednesday tomorrow. So we'll, if he comes back, Brother Davis, give us a call for Wise Wednesday if you get a chance. But this is very, very, very important, and you'll see what I mean by that. Today's show is about the role. We're going to have a discussion on the important role of energy, and it's more than just electrical power. That is a form of energy. It is not the overall embodiment of energy. So definitely looking forward to that. Scotty, did you have something, my brother?
No, Dave. I thought you wanted to go to break early so you could play that clip.
Yeah, we're going to do that, definitely. So we're getting ready to go to commercial break at any time. Then we're going to play this and talk about it. And then definitely would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. That's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation after we play the video, have a discussion, definitely don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and we will see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. So I want to jump into this. And I want you to really to listen to what's being said, and how does it resonate with you? What is your interpretation of it all and the importance of it? I think it's very, very critical. So listen to this. We got this from C-SPAN, and this is Professor Michio Kaku. So hold on. Here we go. Give me one second here. And then we'll definitely jump into this. And this is the different types of civilizations. Very, 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 very important. And this is all about energy, if you really think about it. It really, really is. So let me just get situated here. I guess I'm not situated, but one second. So, and I think is critical because of what's going on in the world. So here we go.
Michio Kaku is our guest. Butch from Jackson, Wyoming, you're first up. Go ahead with your question.
It's a privilege. My mentor, who I'm not going to mention, talked about different dimensions. He says that there is life on Mars, and they see Earth as desolate and dead, as we see Mars, because they're in a different dimension and they see us from a different dimension. The inner universe would make the outer universe the size of a pinhead, and that there is something past the speed of light, and it's called a thought. I'd like to know what the response to is that. Thank you.
Well, Butch, you raise a lot of very interesting questions. First of all, can other beings exist in these other dimensions, these other universes? And the answer is yes. In fact, if you take a look at string theory, you take a look at ordinary quantum theory, the theory of 1925, that theory also makes this possible. However, and here's the catch, and it's a very big catch, communicating between dimensions is extremely difficult. Most physicists would say impossible. I wouldn't go that far. I think it is possible, but extremely difficult with our technology. Now, on Mars, you mentioned the possibility of life. Well, in our universe, we see no evidence of life on Mars, not even microbial life. However, no one's ever looked underground. Maybe in the polar ice caps, maybe in the permafrost underground, maybe there are evidence of intelligent life forms. However, none of our space probes have ever gone underground into the ice caps or into the permafrost. But even if there was a civilization on Mars, communication between us would be extremely difficult. It would require what we physicists call a type 3 civilization's technology, and we're basically a type 0 civilization. So don't think we're going to be able to communicate with other dimensions and with other beings anytime soon.
What's a type 0 civilization, and are we near being a type 1 in your view?
We physicists rank civilizations not by politicians and great men and great leaders. We rank them by energy. A type 1 civilization has mastered planetary energy, all the energy of the sun that falls on their planet, the weather, earthquakes, volcanoes. They play with hurricanes. That's type 1, like Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon. A type 2 civilization plays with stars. That's the next level of energy. And Star Trek and the Federation of Planets is just beginning to play with stars and nearby star systems. That would be a type 2 civilization. Then there's type 3, galactic. They have harnessed the power of maybe 100 billion star systems, like Independence Day, like Star Wars, like the Borg on Star Trek. Now, on this scale, are we type 1 that control hurricanes? Are we type 2 that control star systems? Are we type 3 that roam the galactic space lanes? No, we're type 0. We get our energy from dead plants, oil and coal. But we can dream. In fact, if you take out a calculator, you can show that we are about 100 years away from being a type 1 civilization. And you see evidence of this everywhere I go. The Internet. What is the Internet? The Internet is the beginning of a type 1 telephone system. So we're privileged to be alive to see the birth pangs of a type 1 civilization. What language will this type 1 civilization speak? Probably English. It is already the number one second language on the planet Earth, the language of science, commerce, art. We take a look at the economy. We're witnessing the beginning of a type 1 economy, the European Union. These nations have slaughtered each other ever since the ice melted 10,000 years ago, and now they're forming a single block. And why are they ganging together? To compete against us, NAFTA. So we're seeing the beginning of a type 1 economy. We're seeing the beginning of a type 1 culture with rock and roll. What is blue jeans? What is rock and roll? What is Chanel and Louis Vuitton? The beginning of a type 1 culture. And there's a backlash. There are some people who don't like this transition to type 1, people who are fundamentalists, terrorists, for example. They prefer be more comfortable not 100 years in the future. They would rather be 500 years into the past. So we see the birth pangs of the beginning of type 1. And I personally think that is perhaps the greatest transition in the history of human civilization, from the fragmented, rather backward civilization of today to a planetary civilization 100 years from now. Next call, St. Petersburg, Florida. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Doc, I'm holding the book in my hand right now, Einstein's Ideas and Opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one paragraph. I want you to explain this to me, what he was driving at. It's only five sentences, but it says, in my opinion, the present manifestation of decadence are explained by the fact that economic and technologic developments have highly intensified the struggle for existence, greatly to the detriment of the free development of the individual. But the development of technology means that less and less work is needed from the individual for the satisfaction of the community's needs. A planned division of labor is becoming more and more of a crying necessity, and this division will lead to the material security of the individual. The security and the spare time and energy which the individual will have at his disposal can be turned to development of his personality. In this way, the community may regain itself, and we will hope that future historians will explain the morbid symptoms of present-day society as the childhood ailments of an aspiring humanity due entirely to the excessive speed at which civilization was advancing.
All right, Gary, okay. What would you like Dr. Kaku to respond to?
What was he driving at there?
Thank you. Einstein at length wrote about the fact that technology is a double-edged sword. On one hand, technology gives us a division of labor. We're not simply nomads in a tribe wandering across the desert anymore. We have layers. We have leaders. We have craftsmen. We have farmers. We have a division of labor. And with that division of labor comes two things. A, inequity. That is the disparity between the rich and the poor, the powerful and the weak. But on the other hand, progress. Medicine, energy, we no longer have to do backbreaking work. We can now span the oceans and span the globe and communicate with each other. So he was just mentioning the fact that science is a double-edged sword. The question is, which part of the sword will dominate? Is it the part that gives us a liberating society that's educated and scientific, or a society that's fragmented into hierarchies that are permanent and embedded into a system of inequity? So that's what he was getting at. And it's up to us. It's up to us to decide which way we'll go. And I think that ties in with what I said about a type 1 civilization. On one hand, we have the trend toward a type 1 civilization, scientific, multicultural, tolerant. But on the other side, a tendency toward fundamentalism and racism and sectarianism and terrorism. And it's not clear which of the two trends will eventually dominate. Greensboro, North Carolina. Hi, Lori.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. I have a question about emotional vibration or energy in motion. And it stems from a person I know, Riley Martin, and he wrote the book Coming of Tan. And he notes that beings whose home planet is not Earth, that they're actually intrigued by the emotional energy of humans and humans' ability to feel and emote and vibrate that energy with love and heart. So my question was, how and what do you feel about emotional vibration, that energy, and its impact on humanity's consciousness, the planet's vibrational field, and the multiverse's vibrational field?
Okay, you ask an awful lot, so let's try to break it down one by one. First, you talk about vibrations. Everything is vibrating? The answer is yes. Everything is governed by tiny little waves. We have equations for these waves given by Erwin Schrödinger in 1925, and that's the beginning of wave mechanics, out of which transistors, lasers, GPS systems, satellite operate. So first, everything is vibrating, just like what people say. Second, there is such a thing as emotional energy, and scientists are now beginning to appreciate more and more the power of this emotional energy. While before, we would say, ha, humbug, that's like soft-headed science. Now people are realizing that it's very important for us to communicate for our well-being. Emotions affect the body in ways that we are just now appreciating. And also, if you watch science fiction now, you watch Star Trek and we have Data. Data, the robot, has no emotions. And we say to ourselves, well, gee, emotions must be a very high form of intelligence. Well, now we realize how important emotions are. A stroke victim, for example, will sometimes have the front part of their reasoning brain disconnect from the center part of their brain, which governs emotions. The center part of our brain, the limbic system, is the emotional brain. The front part is the cerebral cortex, the thinking part of the brain. Stroke victims, accident victims, sometimes the connection is broken. So what happens when people have reasoning ability but no emotional control? What happens is, and this shocked scientists when it was analyzed, these people have problems making decisions. They're paralyzed because value judgments, what's important, what's not important, what is precious, what is not precious, what is irrelevant, it's all the same to them. When they go shopping, they're paralyzed because everything's the same to them, what's important, what's not important. And so now we begin to realize why emotions are important for our own evolution. We would be paralyzed. We wouldn't know what's important, what do we have to do. Everything's the same. So emotions give us an emotional value judgment on certain kinds of behaviors. That's how we decide what is important, what is not important, what is precious, what is not precious. And that's why Data and Spock on Star Trek, they're making emotional judgments all the time, even though they're supposed to be not emotional. They made the decision to join Starfleet. They made the decision to do this, to do this. All of them are value judgments. So scientists now are beginning to appreciate the importance of emotions in designing artificial intelligence. It's part and parcel of that. But as far as energy fields and stuff like that go, we think the brain does emit energy, and this energy is electromagnetic, and you can measure this with EEG scans, MRI scans, but you cannot manipulate objects without external intervention. We can now, quote, read these emotions with MRI machines and EEG machines, but it takes machines to do this. With brain waves, we can now actually tell what you are thinking about to a degree. This is a fast-moving field. It's called mental imaging. We're now capable of actually imaging some emotions of the brain using our instruments. But again, this is a frontier area, and it's an area that is not explored very much at all, because scientists historically would poo-poo this whole area, which we now know to be very essential to creating intelligent people.
And in Physics of the Impossible, you write about these things, and you write about categories of impossible technologies. Class 1, those that are impossible today but do not violate the known laws of physics. Class 2, those that sit at the very edge of our understanding of the physical world. If they are possible at all, they might be realized thousands to millions of years in the future. And class 3, those that violate the known laws of physics. Is there any technology today that exists that's now used to be class 3?
Take a look at invisibility. I used to teach in my optics course that objects cannot be made invisible because the index of refraction is always less than 1. We would write that equation on the blackboard, say QED, ergo, no such thing as invisibility. Well, we were wrong. I was wrong. Every single optics textbook on the planet Earth is wrong. in saying that invisibility is a class 3 impossibility. Just 3 years ago, we did it with microwave radiation. It turns out that you can build a cylinder, like a Harry Potter cloak. Microwaves will hit the cylinder, wrap around the cylinder, come out the other end as if you are not there at all. With light, we think you can also do it with light beams now. In Germany, they actually made a small particle disappear optically. So in the future, we may have an invisibility cloak. Light will come at you. Light will bend around Harry Potter, reform on the other side of Harry Potter, and Harry Potter inside this cloak becomes invisible. Just like a boulder in a stream, if you're downstream of a boulder, you don't know there's a boulder upstream because water wrapped around the boulder and reformed. Well, we've done it in the laboratory. The index of refraction can actually be negative. We never thought that was possible because it was a loophole in the laws of optics. We always assumed that materials like glass are uniform. Once you make them highly non-uniform, you create what are called metamaterials, and bingo, objects can become invisible. So something that was class 3 now becomes something called class 1. Dr. Kaku.
All right, so that was Hishu Kaku, Professor Kaku. I believe he's out of either New York or Boston. I want to say Boston. And it's a lot of things that were said there, and I think that it's very important that we kind of talk about it from a standpoint of where we are. Probably the thing that I appreciated the most is when Michio said, we were wrong. I was wrong. Most important thing that was said there. And the reason being is because energy is so undefined by man's terminology or capable or true capable communications that it defies it at all times. And I think that it's important because your individual energy is key to everything. And it can't be. See, one of the things about being a class zero society is that you try to control, have measurable control of everything around you for destruction. And so this is very, very important. And like I said, when Professor Kaku said that he was wrong, most powerful thing there. Because every man, every institution of man has been wrong and will continue to be wrong. And there are some things that are have halfway truths or have some truths or some, and they may have some things that are, but that really doesn't matter. What really matters is how you use your energy. Even though we live within a class zero society, you still can be a class 12 society within your own universe. And this is very, very important. Why is this so important? Because your overall response to things and what you give energy to is the ability to create. And what you create can be something completely new that has never been created before. You talked a lot of, you know, talked about the brain, talked about the sister that called and talked about the harmonic frequencies and everything else. She was very, very correct. The vibrational impulses of everything was very, very correct. And the first gentleman and the first gentleman that called, he was absolutely correct as well as the one asked the question about what did Einstein mean. And I would say very important that we need to stop finding out what other people think about things. We need to establish what we think about everything. And this is one of the tricks that society does in a class zero society, that you have to get all validation from their overall schools of institutional indoctrination. And I actually think that they are good people that mean well, but it doesn't really matter if you mean well and if you are following a flawed objective. Your meaning well will be flawed by the objective of the nature of the energy. But even there, your overall energy can supersede and surpass that. It's just that powerful. So why is this essential? One, it's essential because the professor gave his account of what civilizations are. I will give my account, but neither one of us, these are our opinions. It doesn't make us right. It doesn't make you right. But what it does, what is very important is how you respond to it. What environment and what atmosphere, what paradigm do you constantly create? And this is very, very important in preparing. Because there will be a lot of things that happen to us daily, and our overall response to them is critical. Many of times, I firmly believe the key to, from a standpoint, let's say from a standpoint you're an athlete, just as an example, and you want to be the champion of the sport that you're in. One of the things that I think is so beneficial is not remembering, excuse me, it's not always so much about the games that you won, but it's the ones that you lost that are more valuable than the games that you won. Because in order to be, in my opinion, doesn't make it right, it's just my opinion. In order for you to be a consistent champion, you must learn the art of how to lose. Because it's an art to losing. And the mastering of that losing is more, in my opinion, is more beneficial than the overall outcome of the win. Why? Because in every loss, there's a lesson as to possibly why that took place under those circumstances, under those conditions for you. And then also, you determine if there was a loss. And if you're able to master, take it from a standpoint as an athlete, if you're able to master the art of losing, then you will maybe see what went wrong so that you would get to the objective much easier without drag, without hindrance, without restrictions or being able to cut through obstacles. Most of, you know, in society teaches that it's always about a win, 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 win. But the universe, in my opinion, shows us that the art of losing is critical to master, because there's a great lesson that's there. The great lesson that's there. And I say that because on the table of preparedness, there are going to be things that happen. You may not have your food with you, you may not have your water with you, you may not have your protection with you, but you will always have your energy with you. That's why it's the most important thing on the table of preparedness. And what you do with that energy, what you're going to create with that energy is so important. Professor talked about in the class 2 society, you use technology so you don't have to work as much. No, that's a class 0 society. Because once again, you're manipulating something for destruction or by measured control. And so I'm to make my point on that, what I mean by that, and we'll open up the phone lines, is this. We already have class 0, 1, 2, 3, or however high you want to go, right in front of us. We don't really recognize it. And I think it's very important that we recognize that. In my estimation, this is what a class 0 society is. Any living entity that uses death and destruction in order to sustain itself or its objective. Any living entity that uses death and destruction in order to sustain itself. That's a class 0 society. Class 1 society is any individual that no longer kills its its immediate surroundings in order to sustain itself. Class three is able to actually travel in multiple or transport itself to acquire even more energy to sustain itself from where it physically is. That's what my standards of it are. And I think it's very, very important. I say that for this. And you say, Dave, why is this so important in the table of preparedness? Let me give you the clue so that you can see it from where we are. The importance of the table of preparedness is so that you will not to have to rely on the food, the water, the protection, and the shelter as much that so that you can move to only exclusively having to resonate in the energy. Then there is no environment condition that will not maintain your overall sustainability. And until we give the proper energy to that, make the proper commitment to that, and until we properly put the proper backbone energy into that, just wishing it won't make it happen. And this is critical. Example, next time you go outside, you'll see a class zero society and a class one. Look at yourself. And you'll see a class zero. From the society and civilization in which we live in, we kill and destroy and physically destroy for our sustainability. Then walk past a tree, a flower, or a blade of grass. That's a class one society. It needs not to kill to sustain itself. And we look at that as being less intelligent. We look at that as being less significant, but it's just the opposite. They so far evolved past you in their living state that we really can't comprehend their true power. Yes, they have roots that dig into the ground and take nutrition from the ground. But they're not destroying the ground. But and also, they're able, through photosynthesis, they're able to sustain itself without having to kill. If you want to look at a class two society, you can look at the sun. You can look at the planet. They are able to harness the energy from their immediate surroundings in order to sustain their overall existence. So we have it all. Then if you want to see a class three society, well, in order for you to actually see it, you're going to have to close your eyes. Because what you see, what you don't see with your eyes is more real than what you do see. It's called the wind. It's called the overall movement, the hidden movements of the universe. And these are all living entities, but we don't see them as that because it's so hard when you resonate in such a low frequency for you to resonate high enough to see the beauty of everything else around you. This is why it's so important, regardless of the circumstances that you're in, you should always resonate high enough to see beyond and see past it from its destructive nature or as a class zero society individual. Even if that situation that you're in was produced by the class zero society, the birds and the trees and the grass cares not that man has nuclear weapons that they're going to use. They don't interfere because their greatness supersedes man's decision. But man would think that they have dominion. That's the key to it all. The key to dominion is that you have control. Control means that you are a low frequency, destructive nature society. And there are many things that are going to come to us from that dominion, that control, that manufactured class zero society that we will have to contend with. But if you resonate high enough, regardless of how much food, water, protection, or shelter you have, you will resonate past that. It won't matter to you anymore. But once again, the key to becoming a champion is that you first have to learn the art of losing. And in learning those arts of losing, you can be a more complete champion. Now, your overall decisions and how you're going to respond to everything is up to you. Just that powerful. If we surrender to certain things, we surrender to a class zero society, then we will have deforestation of the Amazon. We'll destroy the water. We'll destroy the air. We'll destroy the different parts of the living earth. But let me tell you something. Your significance is very small because low frequency can, well, the thing about low frequency is before it can consume it completely outside of itself, its own light goes out, its own energy is controlled and bottled. So before you can destroy the planet, before even with Fukushima, before you can destroy everything else, the consumption will be of yours. So I think it's very, very important when we look at the table of preparedness that we look at energy, that energy force, and that energy force can be measured also in your overall decision making, your attitude, your response to different things, your agenda, your free will, and more important, the direction of your energy. Sometimes it really requires that you may have a very difficult class zero obstacle, but you can't respond to it from a class zero approach. You have to respond to it in an appropriate way for you to actually be able to move through that obstacle or to not allow that obstacle to suppress you, that you will have to respond to it from a class one society standpoint. Class two, class three, class four, class five. In your body, the physical body is capable of it. But a class zero society will never reach class one until it decides to give up its ways of destruction. And I think that's so very, very important. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation at any time, you'd like to chime in, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. I will see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. We are looking at we have a discussion on the distinctive role of energy. How do we resonate? You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., And we have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'd love to hear from you on what you thought about what you heard. There were a lot of things that were said in response to energy. I'm not quite sure if you ever heard of the different class of civilization. And let me just say this. Just because man has made something up doesn't make it true. You know, one of the things that Professor talked about, the language. Well, there is a universal language. It's not English. It's not Spanish. It's not the things that he said. It's math. Math. Math is the universal language that regardless of what living entity is anywhere, that is the language. So we got a caller that's in queue. Definitely want to go to this caller. There's a caller out of area code 646. You're on Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, Brother Dave. This is Tag from New York City.
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm well. Appreciate that. Fully engaging with the broadcast. I didn't catch all of it, but I caught the footage that you're playing, and I was just wondering if you had any suggestions around either texts or any other resources around some of the discussions that were brought out in that clip, particularly, yeah. You know, particularly on the question of vibrations, but also, you know, the different levels of technology, you know, that are being employed out here. I would definitely appreciate that. And, you know, if you don't have those offhand, if you were to, you know, place them on the site, that would also be very welcome.
Yes, definitely. And you know what, brother, it's the first time that I've gotten to speak to you, and I appreciate you calling Tando Radio Show, and I think you have a great, great question. I would say that I think you already know the answer, because there's nothing that, you know what's so great about the universe, the ecosystem? It has no reason to lie. Every seeker, it divulges all of its properties to. It's not even a secret. And I think one of the things that's very, very important, and I know that you're on this quest, this investigation, because I can feel that you want to use it in a benevolent way. It all starts with you. And yes, I will definitely post some things inside a BTR community. I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I did, my dad was a physics major, and I used to look at some of his books and everything else. And he had this one den and library full of books. It went from his office up into the attic, and it was just full of all different types of books. And they were advanced physics and everything else. And one of the things that I picked up from that is that the greatest book about the journey of life is within you. And with that relationship, you may not be able to discern some of the things that you see there, because that's the interpretation of another man. But one of the things that you will be able to always do, if you will develop your overall harmonic frequency within you, you'll be able to discern everything. And it will just start to come to you. You'll find tomorrow is going to, and one of the things, and I'm going to show you how you know, one of the things that I say to someone that's very, very important to me is that whenever we make a commitment not to do something or this, we're challenged with it right away. Whenever we do something wrong and we say that we're going to do, we get challenged with it right away, because that overall energy that you put out is like a magnet. And you already have that now, brother. So, yes, I will post some of those things. And I would just say, further employ your relationship with everything around you. And pick up on the energy of everything around you. Because what you need to know is individually for you. It's not always something that is a classroom format or setting that's the most beneficial thing. Because those are held at institutions. And institutions try to put you in a straitjacket. But what's so great about the great creator is that it's all free. So, yes, I will post some of the things. There's a lot of different books, but I think this really high time for us to write our own individual books and then collaborate those writings of our energy with each other, which we just did now. And I just really thank you, brother, for listening to Tando. And, yes, I will post some things. And I will always say go to the University of YouTube. Everything is, you know, is a lot of things that are there. But not everything there is true. There's a truth that's inside of you that has to be developed first and foremost, which I know you already know. And then you will see how that will start to magnify the things that are so important and relevant around you. It's amazing how it works. It's just a truth. The truth stands alone. So great, great call, brother. Definitely don't be, you know, continue to listen. Check out the beginning of the show on the rebroadcast so you can catch everything that's there. You definitely have it. And when, as you move along, come back and share some of the things that you've found and that you're finding so that we can actually enjoy and be a part and learn from your journey and your investigations as well. Because when we do that, that makes us all a whole lot better, and it makes us accountable for what we do. And I think it's very, very important. Great, great call, brother, out of NYC. Much love, much respect to you. Hopefully to hear from you soon. So real quick, let me, Brother Davis is in queue. Brother Davis, if you would like to unmute yourself at any time, if you wanted to chime in for Wise Wednesday tomorrow, if we're going to have one tomorrow, just to let us know. And at any time, you can unmute yourself. So until then, so great, great call. The question that the brother had is so important. And that's the beauty of us all. You know, what I love about the ecosystem is that it's sincere, it's true, and it actually is the greatest institution of education there ever could be. You know, it's, you know, they say that there's the different levels of this. One thing I notice is that whenever man says it's such a small part, not the absolute of anything. The absolutes of everything are without bounds. So very, very important. So Brother Davis is there in queue. Let's go to Brother Davis. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
That's one of my favorite phrases, brother.
It is. It is so powerful. My friend, yes, Brother David.
One of the things that we fail to realize is the importance of the phrase friend. And we're coming to a time where the appreciation for that phrase is going to be magnified. But I've been on a serious teaching and training path because I've been trying to open some doors, but I haven't really put the puzzle together for you. Now, the reason being is because, really, I'm trying to get people to understand that they can do this themselves. They have all of the skills to do it themselves. But since our time frame, and that's a very important aspect, our time frame is catching up with us, I have to move forward a little quicker. Now, when I say that, I mean when I'm looking at the dynamics of the world today, anything from the pressures and agitations of being here, living in America, to what's happening in the circumference of the world, we are literally being put in a pressure cooker. So I have to move a little faster to a certain degree of information so people can start developing themselves. Now, we've been doing an excellent job of prepping, and giving them the understanding and the tools to be able to prepare themselves as well as go out and get the things that they will need to be in a stronger position to get through this. But in the meantime, we fail to realize the simplicity of what we can do because we're looking at it from the magnitude of our Western teachings. Well, we've been taught wrong, so I'm going to explain that tomorrow night. And then I'm going to explain the purpose of why we were taught wrong. Incorrectly, as my wife says. And I'm going to give you some truth. Now, one of the things about truth is that truth is always simplistic. See, when it comes down to truth, you either accept it and do your due diligence and grow by it, or you don't accept it and do your due diligence and learn to if it is true. So tomorrow night, I'm going to start with the basis of truth as us being humans. And the reason being is because when things are coming down the pike, I really don't want to open the door because a lot of people, it's terrifying. And if you don't understand how to develop yourself so that you can move beyond terrifying, some people, they will get caught frozen. We don't need you frozen. We need you on the other side. I'm going to give you understanding, and in that understanding, you're going to hear some very simple applications that you can use because you're in it every day. You're around it every day, and it's so simplistic that you're going to say, wow, why didn't I think about that before? But understand the agitation of the world today. As long as your mind is in an agitated state, you can't focus on you. And the best part about that is that when you get a chance to, then you really begin to blossom into the person that you're supposed to be. So looking forward to tomorrow night's show, Brother Dave. You accept. Once again, you bring a plethora of information that can be tied into what is needed in the present-day circumstances. And I'm hoping people are grasping that because literally that's going to make my job tomorrow night much easier. Because, see, I was telling, when my wife was speaking today, and I was telling her the principle of teaching is like, I'm not a teacher. What I am is a conveyor of the Creator's word. So therefore, if you're on the right path, I don't have to direct you or anything. All I have to do is give you a little bit enough for you to take that, do your own due diligence, and choose your own path. Because if I lead you, I may make a mistake, and I don't need to make a mistake for you. I make enough for me. So looking forward to tomorrow night's show, brother. And listen, I'm going to be blessed to sit back in the back room and listen to the rest of the show.
Brother Davis, Sister Davis, I love you all so, so much. And we resonate together, and I truly appreciate you. And Sister, I love you. You heard Sister Davis in the background? Incorrect. And then Brother Dave said, yes, incorrect. It's so much. And I really do cherish your energy because this is something that we've decided to do together in spite of the conditions and the circumstances. Doesn't really matter. The only thing is the commitment to do what you can do. And I appreciate everything that you and Sister Davis do because it is well worth it. Much love, much respect to you, Brother Davis and Sister Davis. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, the truth. And this is so true. And, you know, it's funny, you know, Brother Davis and I, we won't talk and we'll have the same theme and the same, because the overall objective, Brother Davis has different tools than I have. He has different talents and abilities, and we all have those. And then when we use those tools and we actually collaborate those tools together with all of our tools mixed in together, there is really no obstacles that you won't be able to overcome. Or to, more importantly, instead of overcoming, using for the benefit, hopefully, of a benevolent agenda that you have. Oh, let's create the heaven, because the class zero society thrives off of a hell in the continuous fire burning and brimstone of that hell. So you can definitely choose to walk away. So much love, much respect to you, Brother Davis. So get back to the show tomorrow. Wise Wednesday, don't miss it with Brother Davis and the Davis team. Looking forward. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And energy is the most important, because energy is how you were created without you asking for it. It was a gift. And it's so beautiful, that energy, because you now have the ability to direct it. And what is it that we are directing our energy with comes to establish our legacy. What are we creating? What are we using our great talents and abilities that we didn't ask for, but love gave in spite of? And because of that, it's so sincere that it can never, ever be challenged. The giver can never be challenged. It can only be duplicated. So very, very important. So we got my man, Brother Bragg is there. And man, Brother Bragg.
Hey, Dave. Peace, first of all. I just wanted to say this, man. I was just sitting back, Max and I on the show, great show. Listen. Don't fall asleep on Mr. Trump while they're doing the dog and pony show on this side. Now go check and see what the executive orders he flipped on the other side. Don't fall for the okie doke. Now go see what the executive orders, because remember this, we're under the War and Power Act, so this boy can roll these executive orders. Now go see what he's doing. That's all I had to say. Just be mindful of that while they put on the show. Watch what he's really doing on the other side of that cloak and dagger game.
so true, Brother Bragg. And because, you know, I think it's very, very important. There's a responsibility that we have with this great ability, this inalienable ability that we have. And that responsibility really determines your overall personality and your free will. How do you want to use these talents? And in today's world, we've been taught to suppress our talent so someone else can collect them and harness them for their benefit. And it's very, very important that we're well aware of the overall energy and what's going on around us, so that it won't deceive us into a place that we really don't want to indulge in, a place that we don't want to bear root in, a place that we don't want to frequent or habit. So very, very, very true, Brother Bragg. And we definitely have to keep a watchful eye, and definitely Brother Bragg's at any time. And, you know, some of the things, I appreciate everything that you do for Tando Radio Show and you do for me, just from everything you send me. Brother Bragg's got some stuff, and Brother Bragg, that's the stuff. Brother Bragg, you can talk to Brother Bragg, and he'll be like, hold on, I just had that. Wait, hold on. All right, I'm going to send it to you right now. And it's you know what's so amazing, Brother Bragg? You know, we had that conversation. Whenever you really put that energy out that you want to find something, Brother Bragg says this to me all the time, Dave, I don't know where this came from. It just came to me. It just fell in front of me. That's because Brother Bragg is a magnet for it. And it's so true. It's so true. The blades of grass never question if the sun is going to come up or if the rain is ever going to come. We do. We do. What I mean, they don't have, that living entity doesn't have doubt that the sun and the rain is going to come. But we are filled with doubt. And that's what school has done to us. Put so much doubt and fear
retardation.
In us.
That's what it did. It put retardation into you, because they retard your natural ability to progress forward. It's arrested development. Just understand what I'm saying. You send your children to school and they arrest their development. So they suspend them in animation. and they leave them baffled because they misinform them with misinformation. That's all I got today, Dave. Peace.
With magic. They do it with magic. Yes, Brother Rack. Much love, much respect. That's going to be today's show. Well said, Brother Bragg. Mike Smoke once again. All right, everyone, I just want to say thank you all for listening to Kando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. It's always we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And looking forward to resonating with you all. Much love, much respect, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.